bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, winning your children to Christ. One of the most heartbreaking home calls I've ever made came in a Christian home. I was calling on some folks who had visited the church, and after satisfying myself that the mother was saved, I began to talk with one of the children. It seemed evident from the boy's answers to my questions that he was old enough to accept Christ as his Savior. But when I mentioned this to the mother, she said, "We don't believe in forcing our religion upon our children. We're going to let him grow up and then make his decision about Christianity." Tragically, what that mother put into words is what many other Christian homes are putting into practice. Many good Christian people just have not taken the time to win their own families to Christ. You may take them to Sunday school and church, but this is not winning them to Christ. You can even pray for them, but this is not winning them to Christ. You can let them participate in the young people's activities at church, but this is not winning them to Christ. For some strange reason, many Christian parents do not talk to their children about Jesus Christ. It's as if they were embarrassed about the most important thing in the world. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Parents need to realize that the best time to reach a person for Jesus Christ is when they're young. My own daughter made her profession of faith in Jesus Christ when she was 5 years old, and I've known many others whose children were saved at about the same age. And so, when a child has had parents who have been faithful Christians and who've been concerned about his salvation, it is possible to win them to Christ at an early age. One study of several thousand college students at a Christian college showed that the average age of conversion for boys was about 14 and a half years, and for girls, a little over 12 years. The range of importance for boys was from 9 to 18 years, and for girls, from 7 to 16 years. Christian Life magazine made a survey of 5,000 young people and found that from Christian homes, the average age of conversion was 12 years old. From non-Christian homes, the average age of conversion was 16 years old. The major influence in the case of Christians was their home, with the evening servants and friends ranking next in importance. You see, the age of adolescence is important. This is the time of life when there's a general awakening in the life of the young person. He's asking questions and formulating answers. For this reason, you parents need to be concerned over winning your children to Christ. If you do not reach them when they're young, the world will reach them in your place. Of course, leading children to the Lord is not something to be taken lightly, as though you could simply talk to them and expect a mature decision. With members of your own family, this involves your whole life. If your children have seen your concern for them over a long period of time, if they've seen your own life consistently dedicated to the Lord, if they've seen the influence that Jesus Christ has upon your life, then they'll be much more receptive to your attempts to lead them to receive Christ as Savior. If you do not know that your children are Christians today, I hope you'll begin praying about this and begin leading them to find Christ as Savior. Begin now while they're young. If your children are small, read them Bible stories and have regular prayer with them. Tell them the plan of salvation. The Holy Spirit will honor your efforts by bringing them to Christ.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.